Wow, that's cool. It's great to hear that and your instruments. And how about, I hear you have a tango to get us started with. What are you going to play?
We're going to play Tango Virtuoso by Terry Eskish.
Okay. Wow, Wow, terrific. That was wonderful. And we just heard Thierry Escaich, Tango Virtuoso, performed by Project Fusion. We are here live in the WRTI Performance Studio. Thanks so much, guys. Now, you are Astral artists, and Astral is presenting you in their Center City concert series tomorrow evening, I believe.
Yes, we'll be performing 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Church of the Holy Trinity in Rittenhouse Square.
Terrific. And I might mention that you're performing your music from memory, which is really amazing. It's just so fun to see you perform like that. And the lyricism and the seamless way that you play together is very exciting. Now, you all met at the Eastman School of Music back in 2010, I believe?
Yes.
And how did you decide to become a saxophone quartet?
Well, saxophone quartet, as a saxophonist, it's one of your few options to really do something, especially in chamber music and with other musicians. And being at a studio like Eastman, we had so many options of being able to put together an ensemble like this. And luckily, the four of us started bonding over video games, and then we ended up just kind of really deciding we really need to play together. And we actually got asked to play a piece at a contemporary music recital, and we were playing all different voices of instruments. And then we had such a great experience that we decided to keep doing it, trying to compete and trying to see what we can do as a saxophone quartet.
That's great. You've won many prestigious competitions for chamber music, as well as the 2015 National Auditions for Astral. Tell us about the next composer that you're going to grace us with.
So the next piece we'll be playing is the first movement from David Mislenka's recitation book. David Mislenka was a champion of saxophone. He's written a concerto, a sonata, several pieces for saxophone quartet. Unfortunately, this past summer he passed away, and we had played this work as part of our staple repertoire in our competition circuit that we did in 2013-2014. So for our Astral recital tomorrow night, we wanted to dig this back up and pay our respects to Mislenka.
Wonderful. And what's the name of the piece?
Recitation book. So it'll be the first movement from that work.
Great.
Titled Broken Heart.
Broken
which
Heart,
is kind
yeah.
of
Meditation
fitting.
On Broken Heart.
Broken Heart. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
That was stunning. If you're just joining us, we are listening to Project Fusion, a wonderful young saxophone quartet. They are astral artists, and they're performing for us live here in the WRTI Performance Studio. So many amazing sounds in that piece, so much color. And we just heard them perform Broken Heart from Recitation Book by David Maslanka. So you are being presented by Astral tomorrow night at the Church of the Holy Trinity, as we heard, at 7:30. In your Center City, Philadelphia debut. Tell us what being astral artist means.
For us, astral is, it was kind of like the next step that we needed, I think, to solidify our group. And all of us, we were talking earlier, all of us live in very different areas. And not only has Astral supported us professionally, but they help us get together and they help support us so that we can maintain our lives individually and doing each what we do, teaching and performing and working for this and that. And they help us get together and not just perform for schools or for universities, but we have a lot of different public outreach things. We've played for retirement centers and rehab centers and all sorts. Our audience base has expanded greatly, I think, since we've joined Astral, and that's been one of the best parts. They're also just really wonderful, positive people to work with, and I think that has really just, I think, given us a gung-ho to keep moving forward and keep pressing on.
And you're being very modest, because Astral Artists actually has an incredible list of laureates and graduates from their program. Many top artists around the country have been part of the Astral program and have had long-lasting, impactful careers. So you're certainly in great company. I think that you're going to play some dances for us next by Bartok. Would you like to introduce that, Matt?
Yeah. So the next piece we're going to play is called Romanian Folk Dances. And it is an arrangement that we have done of a piece originally written for piano by Béla Bartok. So whenever saxophonists do play a lot of transcriptions and arrangements, and why we're playing this, I think you need to ask, as a saxophonist yourself, two questions. And that is, why are you adapting a masterpiece for different instrumentation, different forces than the composer intended? And then two, if you're going to do that, are you going to try and emulate the original, or should you adapt it to make it sound more original and idiomatic, in this case for saxophone? So we don't have a lot of repertoire due to the relatively young age of our instrument. So saxophonists do arrange a lot. And in this piece, it's very rustic sounding. Bartok gathered folk melodies from what was then Transylvania and harmonized them and did his own thing with them. But actually in Romania, the saxophone is a very popular instrument. So we feel like we can really recreate the rustic wind sounds that he might have been imagining when he wrote the piece. So we'll leave that up to the listener, and perhaps if you see our performance tomorrow, you can talk to us about what you think.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo, that was fantastic. I don't think I've ever heard the Bartok Romanian dances quite like that. I really felt like I was in the mountains of Romania, hearing it in that very rustic way and with that color that you mentioned, and so many haunting sounds. It was really, really terrific. And that was Bartok's Six Romanian Dances, I think arranged by you, Matt Evans.
Yeah, I did the arrangement, but we... for any arrangement we do, we all collaborate. You know, that's something interesting maybe we could plug, is oftentimes we think of chamber music as, you know, Mozart, Beethoven, Urtext scores in front of you. A lot of the things we do are living, breathing creations, more akin to a rock band maybe, and how we create things together.
Yeah. And we do like doing a mix of original works and arrangements and just trying to find, really our right voice, mm-hmm. and always experimenting to see how we can expand our voices.
Well, that sounds very creative. And if you're just joining us, we are enjoying the music and the conversation with Project Fusion, a young saxophone quartet. They are astral artists, and they'll be presented in their Center City debut tomorrow night at the Church of the Holy Trinity, Rittenhouse Square, at 7:30 p.m. Now, on that concert, you'll be playing with some other artists as well. Tell us about that.
One of the artists that we'll be playing with is my wife, actually.
Oh, great.
Christina Finch. Okay. She's a harpist. And I did an arrangement of... Rodrigo did his most famous work, Concerto de Aranjuez, which is originally for guitar. But Rodrigo also rearranged it for harp.
Okay.
And so I took that version and I condensed it down to a saxophone quartet with the harp as the soloist. Oh. And you might think that maybe the saxophone quartet would just completely drown out the harp, but actually the difference in textures is really, you know, really allows the two ensemble, or the ensemble and the soloist, to remain separate while still having this cohesive thought and color.
I'm
really excited about that one especially.
That sounds like a really neat sound world. And are you performing also with a pianist, I think?
Yeah, my husband, Weihan Wu, is a phenomenal pianist, and we are playing a work by Piazzolla. It's an arrangement of the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, and we're playing appropriately for a December recital, the Invierno movement.
Okay.
You know, a lot of saxophonists have played Piazzolla's music. This is an interesting, again, sound world, because a lot of Piazzolla's music was written for his quintet. So we have five voices in this, adding the piano to the quartet sound, in a different way, a different style.
That sounds really fascinating. And I wanted to just ask you guys, the incredible work it must take to play all these pieces from memory as an ensemble. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to memorize as a soloist. If you screw up, it's just yourself you have to worry about. But with all four of you, you really have to be on top of your game. Tell us how you do that.
Well, for us, one of the reasons why we play from memory, the main reason, is that we get to really interact with each other a lot more. And I don't know if you've been able to see that, you know, sitting there, and maybe for some of the people that are tuned into the Facebook Live, that we just really enjoy interacting with one another. It really feels like you can really communicate through the music versus it being some kind of technical prowess that we're trying to show off. It to us, it kind of just really opens us up and just lets us, and it feels like we can be more musical in that kind of way.
It's like being more aware of not just one another, but even more aware of the people in the space we're in, since there's nothing in front of us to occupy our eyes.
So there's no barrier.
Yeah, it's really taking down that performance wall.
It really is just so organic the way you perform. And I would love to hear you take us out with a work by one of the greatest composers of all time, Johann Sebastian Bach. Danelle?
He did this setting of Dirge Adam's Fall, which is actually the closing... Our closing piece on the program will be Recitation Book, and the last movement is based off of this chorale. And this chorale we will use to actually open the concert tomorrow night. And for these chorales, this is actually always how we warm up as a group together. One, it's just lovely to just sit and listen to the sounds, and especially the harmonizations that Johann Sebastian Bach was able to give it. But it just really lets us meditate and hone in into ourselves and as a group.
Wonderful. Project Fusion in music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
What a wonderful way to end your performance. That was Project Fusion, dynamic young saxophone quartet. They are Astral artists. They will be appearing tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Church of the Holy Trinity, Rittenhouse Square, as part of Astral's Center City Concert Series. Thank you so much. We just heard them perform as their final piece, Johann Sebastian Bach's Chorale Durch Adams Fall. Thank you so much, guys, for being here with us at the WRTI Performance Studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great, and thanks back to you, Jack.